Chris, Dave and Kat answering all your science questions and also taking a look at some of this week's top-breaking science news stories. Speaking of which, Kat, Alzheimer's disease and new ways to understand it in the dish.
Yes, moving from the ridiculous to the sublime, from the science of farting to the science of Alzheimer's disease. And one of the biggest problems with studying brain diseases such as Alzheimer's is the difficulty of getting samples of living brain cells from patients and also finding good model systems that you can study easily in the lab. Now, there are some mouse models of Alzheimer's that have been very useful, but these don't actually replicate all the symptoms and changes that you see in the human disease. And most studies of Alzheimer's have been done using human tissue, using samples from people with quite rare inherited forms of Alzheimer's. But in fact, most of the cases that we see are just randomly occurring, these sporadic forms of the disease. Now, there's been some work that's been done using nerve cells from human fetuses, but obviously there's quite a lot of ethical and technical issues with using this kind of tissue. But now, researchers led by Mason Israel and Lawrence Goldstein from the Howard Hughes Medical Institute in California have published a paper in the journal Nature revealing a way to generate stem cells from Alzheimer's patients, which can then be grown indefinitely in the lab.
How'd they do that?
Well, they started by taking just little samples of skin from patients. They used two patients with an inherited form of Alzheimer's disease, two patients with this randomly occurring sporadic Alzheimer's, and two people without the disease. And then they separated out special cells called fibroblasts from each skin sample, and you can grow these for a certain time in the lab. Now, next, they used a relatively new and very exciting technique using a special virus called a retrovirus to deliver a suite of genes into these fibroblasts, which effectively reprogrammed them and transformed them into immortal stem cells. And these cells are known as pluripotent stem cells because they can be converted into several different types of cell. So next, they grew these pluripotent stem cells under certain conditions that cause them to grow into nerve cells or neurons, and these are the kind of cells that are affected in Alzheimer's. And studying the cells in depth showed that the neurons grown from samples taken from patients with this hereditary form of Alzheimer's had very high levels of amyloid. This is the protein that makes the plaques that are the main characteristics of the disease. And they also found higher levels of a protein called phospho-tau, which makes knotty tangles in the brain of patients. So these are replicating what looks like the conditions of the disease. Now, intriguingly, they also found higher levels of amyloid and phospho-tau in neurons made from cells from one of the patients with sporadic Alzheimer's, so this randomly occurring disease, even though the patient's original fibroblast cells didn't show increased levels of these molecules. Now, this tells us that there's some kind of gene variations or underlying genetic faults within the patient's whole genome that are causing this disease, though at the moment the identity of these genes is unknown. So hopefully using this kind of technique to study cells from many more patients with sporadic Alzheimer's could actually provide really important clues as to why some people develop the disease.
Kat, thank you very much. Brilliant news. To catch up with your comments, Leo Mandelbrot in Second Life says, nice people always fart with their pants on. We've also heard from Kurt Larson, who says, hi Chris, I was listening to the podcast of your show from the 8th of January, and I'd just like to say how pleased and surprised I was to find out that NASA was going to do the experiment to answer my question of whether a siphon would work in space. It may not have been the safest of listening experiences due to the fact that other motorists wouldn't have enjoyed my whooping, cheering and erratic swerving while driving to work. Thank you again. Next time you're in South Australia, let me know. I'll drive you around the wineries. Thank you very much, Kurt.